Welcome back to Heja Framtiden, the Swedish podcast on the future. My name is Christian von Essen. I'm recording here today from Fazer headquarter in Stockholm, and I'm sitting here with Heli Anttila. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Head of innovation at Fazer Confectionery in Finland, based in Finland.
Based in Finland, yes. The confectionery, our production sites and our innovations are created there, but of course we sell our products to more than 40 countries.
And explain a bit why you're in Stockholm at the moment, because you work with something called Taste the Future, right?
Yes. We have been working more than a year with a concept named Taste the Future. So that is the overall concept where we create total innovations which are not on the market, which are not yet possible to even produce in the market, but we want to test, give the consumers the possibility to test and really taste the future and then give feedback to us, because that feedback is very, very important that we can then develop the innovations further and make them really, really good.
So you're basically from the laboratory side of candy production?
Yeah. So my team, I'm not working alone. So there's a team, great team, innovators in the team who are developing, of course, developing the existing confectionery portfolio. So new tasties for the chocolate, new candy tasties, new biscuits and so on. But then there is also a team who is developing, looking far ahead to the future, that how do we develop the confectionery market? What are then the, like, how do we create the future of chocolate? How do we create the future of candy? What is the next future of biscuits, for example. And here is a couple of examples of what is the future of chocolate. We have been developing and researching that, okay, if the climate change is proceeding and there is harder to get cocoa in the future, what are then the alternative ways to produce delicious chocolate for all of us in the longer run? We created the Taste the Future. We started the idea that, okay, what are the local ingredients which has a lot of taste aromas, what we can then create as a chocolate? And we choose a malted rye and some other ingredients and flavors and started to develop the chocolate process that we are able to produce chocolate type of tablet, which has a melting behavior in the mouth than chocolate and has a taste aromas closer to chocolate. And then we thought that, okay, let's be innovative and have a Taste the Future concept that we can actually sell it to the consumers. They can give us a feedback and then we can develop it further. So we have two variants. There is no cocoa in it. It's all local ingredients, salted caramel. Another one is a blueberry. So that's a concept what we launched a year ago. Then we also did this year, January, another approach, Taste the Future Snack Bar. There is a startup company in Finland, Solar Foods, which is creating protein out of the thin air. They have a patented technology and the actual factories started this Monday producing the in industrial scale. But we wanted to be the first one in the consumer market. And we launched the Taste the Future snack bar with the Solein protein in Singapore in January. Had a small batch there, collected the consumer feedback and now developing then the next generations. And why in Singapore? Because it's the only place in the world where the Solein protein has an novel food approval. EU is a little bit slower, America is a little bit slower, but Singapore was the first one who was approving it.
Yeah, it's always Singapore. They also have been selling cultivated meat, right, or chicken, for some time now. I spoke to Solar Foods CEO, what's his name? Pasi, yeah, a few years ago in the magazine. And it's just a fascinating innovation. Electricity and air producing protein.
Yes, exactly. Electricity and air. Then we also have an Taste the Future concept for the chocolate where we are researching, can we grow cocoa with the cellular agriculture in the bioreactors? We started the project 2 years ago and it looks good. So we took the cell from the cocoa pod and put it into the bioreactor, and it is growing there nicely. Of course, it's a raw cocoa, so it needs all of the chocolate processes to make it delicious chocolate. But it seems that we are able to make a chocolate out of it. Of course, that's still a research program what we are developing further. But another like innovation for the future, that what we can, what kind of tasties we can create for the consumers.
It's basically brewing in a bioreactor, just like cultivated meat, but cocoa.
It's like if we think about yeast. Oh, yeah. We all use yeast in baking at home. It is growing in the in this kind of bioreactor. The cells are like growing there, and then we collect it as a yeast.
Interesting. And just to provide some context, why is this so important? What is the problem with the cocoa supply chains today?
There has been a lot of also in the news at the moment about the climate change, how it is affecting to the cultivation of cocoa, the yield of the cocoa, as well as the diseases what they have in the in the in the trees. So the cocoa crop has been lower in the past three crops, and that is affecting to the cocoa market. And of course, when the climate change is moving ahead, there is a risk that it is getting like a less and less cocoa. But of course, we are also working with the sustainable cocoa chain and developing together with the cocoa farmers the cocoa farming technologies. But then there needs to be also the scenarios for the future possibilities.
Is it also difficult to source sustainably? I mean, social responsibility and also rainforest, deforestation, stuff like that?
Yeah, and of course, it has to be a really like a careful sourcing chain. And we are monitoring all of our farms where we source the cocoa, that they are not in the rainforest area or in those kind of security areas. We also audit them by ourselves. We audit also with the third parties to then evaluate the sustainable farming, as well as that there is no child labor and the whole value chain is sustainable. And that is important, like a promise of our chocolate, that we secure that it is sustainably farmed and sourced.
And you are here also to speak at Handelshögskolan, right? The School of Economics. Are you going to talk about innovation like you do now?
Yeah, it's great to be to having a lecture for the first year students. And the topic is the innovations. How do we create the innovations? How do we develop the existing portfolios? But how we also develop like really the future innovations, which are not on anywhere yet. And Taste the Future is one of the great concepts. But I'm going to talk there as well. So,
why do you think Finland is doing well in the food tech arena?
There's a lot of good vibes ongoing in the Finnish food tech area. There's also great startups in Sweden and in other Nordic markets. And I am super happy that in Nordics, the food technology and the food innovations are really like in focus. And there is a lot of companies focusing on the innovations.
So have you been collaborating in anything with the insect companies?
Now I don't. We had this insect bread launched. No, was it 6 or 7 when the boom came and it was actually allowed to use insects into the food? We were the one of the first companies who was then launching a bread with insects as a protein source. So it got a lot of publicity and a lot of great input. It's not on the market anymore, but it was this kind of like an innovation for that moment.
Yeah, because Finland was quite far ahead in legislation department. So which one do you believe in the most? No cocoa or cultivated cocoa or solein cocoa?
I think they are all great approaches for the, and they are not like, they can be parallel. And I think the main purpose there is that there are alternatives for the consumers. So the consumer who is worried about the cocoa and the sustainability of the cocoa, then we produce a chocolate type of candy tablet with alternative raw materials. We also have then the cell-cultured cocoa, what we can innovate for the future. There's a lot of other brilliant topics what we are working with related to the health and well-being, related to the sustainability. Also some sneak peeks for the coming weeks, which will be then, there is no sleeve yet, but it will be the next approach of the Taste the Future. And it's a really like a sustainable product which will come into the market, and we will launch it in the week or two time. And it's here. It is made out of the cocoa and the chocolate, but it is really a sustainable product inside out.
Okay.
But you can taste it.
Oh yeah. But I cannot taste the Solein bar.
This you cannot, because Sweden and the Europe doesn't have the novel food approval yet. So this I can only show to you. But these ones you can taste, the Taste the Future candy tablets with the salty caramel and blueberry, and then this sneak peek for the future.
Great. I usually ask my guests, what is your best tip for making the world a better place in the future?
I always believe on the show that it is important to innovate the future, but it's important that you try and learn and try again, and then you believe to the choices what you make yourself. So it's really important that the companies are innovating the future, the consumers are looking for the future possibilities and developing the food market, the food choices and the world all the time.
Okay, so some kind of curiosity and courage. Anyway.
Curiosity and courage. And also this kind of like proud to take the next steps. So for the companies, it's really important. For the like innovative food companies, it's really important that you are like you have a courage to test and learn, because then you develop yourself all the time.
Great. Thank you so much, Hilli Anttila, for joining Heja Framtiden.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Hejaframtiden.se for more information about this podcast. Check out fatser.com, I guess. The Innovation Lab is in Helsinki. And the Swedish headquarters here in Sankt Eriksgatan is a very interesting building, very beautiful. Taste the Future, do you have a website for that?
We don't have our own website, no. There's information in our own website, in fatser.com.
Okay. You can check that out and see what kind of innovations are coming. My name is Christian von Essen. Thank you so much for listening to Heja Framtiden.